Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I'm thrilled to have as my guest today Ryan Hetrick. Ryan is a media director for Autism is Biomedical. Hi, Ryan.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Patty. Honored to be on the show.
You're welcome. You're talking to us from the West Coast, right, L.A.?
Actually, I'm in Arizona.
Oh, okay. So,
but yeah.
So Ryan works with Dr. Christian Bogner, who you heard last episode, and they are working together on Autism is Biomedical. And Christian, Dr. Bogner, told you all about that in his episode. And now Ryan's going to tell you about his journey and how he got involved in this and what he's doing to bring this important message to the public. Ryan, you are personally involved in this area of not autism so much, but the autism spectrum with your own life. Would you like to share some of that with our audience?
Yeah, sure. So I started out in the behavioral health field, working with kids and work with a wide age range. And basically, after several years of working in that field, I had come across a young boy whose family was doing the biomedical type autism treatment, like diet, supplements, things like that. And he was making improvements in areas that we weren't even focused on for our, behavioral therapy treatment stuff. And I was shocked, and I was further shocked to find out from the mother that it was grounded in diet, supplement, environmental lifestyle kind of changes. And so I started going down that rabbit hole, and when I always tried to discuss that with any colleagues or even family members, they were sort of hard-pressed to believe it, I think.
Right.
So luckily there were a lot of families who had already started gathering footage and putting their stories online, and, so I had kind of a realization. I was into the filmmaking side of things and wanted to make a documentary to kind of show the before and after, basically some animation on the biology, having the professionals on and the families. I thought there'd be no way then that people could doubt that this was a reality.
Right.
So that's when I made the Restoring Balance Autism Redefined documentary. And it was a great start, showing sort of the biomedical side, but, it's kind of a 101. There's many avenues and many things to explore, so it's just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
It's a wonderful documentary, though, Ryan. And as you said, having parents passionately tell you their stories and to have the video of, well, my kid used to be like this, and now he's like that. I mean, it's hard not to believe it. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is real. And this is how lives have been changed with all the interventions that you know work and that I've written about and that Dr. Bogner has worked with those families. And so it's real. And this whole thing took place at the same time that families all got video cameras. And then we got phones. We didn't even have to carry around those heavy video cameras anymore because we can document these changes in the kids' behavior. And how did you find these families? Was it through Dr. Bogner? Was it through your work? What did you do?
You know, back then, unfortunately, I didn't know Dr. Bogner or Alex Zaharakis, you know, for that, unfortunately. Otherwise, they would have been in the first one. But luckily, they'll be in this next project. You know, basically, I had tried sort of the way that Documenting Hope did at first, I think, which is like, hey, let's find some families who are motivated. But, you know, this is such a hard nut to crack, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
That it takes so much perseverance and intelligence, and it's expensive, and it's, you got to get through ups and downs. And so, you know, it ended up being that the families that we tried to put on it or offer for stuff, it was hard for them for compliance and such. So I ended up just kind of scouring the internet to find some of the families who had already put some footage out there and just kind
Good
of traveled
for you.
To them.
Yeah, so, that's a really smart way to do it. And so why is it so hard? Is it the motivation? Is it the expense? Is it the time? It's all of the above. What's going on here that makes it so hard?
Well, I think it's really tough because, you know, you have to do a lot of the hard work first. It's like the hardest. You know, normally when you're getting into something new, you can do things maybe gradually, but I think that for a lot of the families that are told about biomedical treatment, it can be so overwhelming. Aside from having to shift your belief system about the microbiome and the brain and all that being connected, you know, it's expensive and it takes time. And then if someone's telling you you have to change your diet, I mean, that's one of the core things of people's lives that, you know, a lot refuse to change for a lot of different reasons. So I think it's this multi-pronged, yeah, like, scary thing coming at families, and they also don't know what to expect. You know, they're like, are they trying for speech, or are they just trying for their kids' focus or grades, or are they trying to, you know, their goal to, like, lose an autism diagnosis? But, you know, so I think people go into it, it's very ambiguous. And that's where I think that the microbiome gut balancing that Alex and Dr. Bogner are working on and those protocols are going to be helpful, because translating this information to be easy to understand and also like a first step. So
right.
I'll just say that, like, you know, I used to believe that on like a pyramid that the diet was like at the base and like the first thing. And I definitely think it's huge and definitely has to be followed. But the one thing I like about the gut balancing is, like, you know, we know the fecal transplants and everybody wishes they had easy, quick access to potentially make their child's microbiome more diverse, since we know that it's been shown that they're missing so many species. But, you know, this way that Alex and Dr. Bogner are going through it is almost like a manual, slower version, but still upping the diversity of the microbiome. And I feel like it's the missing organ, or, you know, you talk about total load, which we'll mention in a minute, how the
right.
microbiome contributes to that. But I think that it's like this organ that also participates in detoxification and metabolic processes and all of the above. A lot of the practitioners are going into their biomedical treatment, and I feel like the gut looking like a barren wasteland with the cracked holes, literally, you know, for leaky gut, and it should be like a lush rainforest with ground cover to protect all that.
Oh, I love that analogy.
And I feel like how can we expect all the things that they're doing to be beneficial to them if we can't put their missing organ back kind of first.
I just love the way you've said that. And you keep using this word balance. The documentary is called Restoring Balance, Autism Redefined. And then you have gut balance and gut rebalancing as products that help this happen. When you talk about balance, define that. What are we balancing?
Well, again, in explaining this to some of my clients and stuff, I try to go by the ecosystem. So I feel like, you know, these microbes, they can all have a place, just like how, like, you know, wolves in our ecosystem, they can control the population of deer or antelope or whatever they're going after. And if we're missing the wolves, then, you know, the other ones will grow out of control, and then the rats might grow out of control, and the ticks might grow out of control. And so I think if we're missing certain beneficial species, then it throws the whole thing off. And, you know, when Alex is able to read these measurements, it's like you can see, like, you know, if your wolves should be like 5% of your population, but, oh, whoops, now they're like 25 or 30%. It's like there's going to be downstream effects to the whole landscape.
You explain this so well. I have beautiful visual images in my mind's eye that, you know, there's the wolves and there's the elk and there's the ticks. And, you know, we're out of balance in our environment, and our guts are just mini versions of that. And it's important that people understand, I think, that it's not that there's bad bugs and good bugs. There's not bad animals and bad mosquitoes in our environment. It's the balance of them that's important.
Yeah, and they all have a job to do, and I think, you know, they can start to behave certain ways. Alex Zaharakis said this one good example I love. He mentioned about bifidobacterium, how, you know, they basically excrete, I think, acids to help balance the pH of the gut. And so it's like if you're missing them, he said, think about like a refrigerator where the temperature fluctuation, you know, the temperature keeps those microbes at bay, and if the temperature goes up too high, then you get all these overgrowths. So once that system, you know, back to total load, is that some of those microbes, when they are, you know, when there's way too many wolves, like their poop and stuff is extra toxic, let's say, because it's not being balanced out or whatever. So it's the idea that some of that can contribute to the total load. And then some of those other microbes, I think, help manage, like, other toxins. So aside from managing toxins, and then some of them also contribute. Because I think maybe Dr. Bogner mentioned the cyanide angle. Did he talk about that at all?
I don't think so.
He had mentioned there was an angle with potential cyanide toxicity, and there are, it can be one of the metabolites that some of these microbes produce that have been found as an overgrowth, like a common overgrowth in autism. And so, you know, some of the microbes, if they're that out of balance, are contributing to the total load on like a regular basis. So you can cut out the glyphosate, you can live away from a freeway, you can do all those things, but if the factory inside you is constantly producing toxins, you know, again, that's another reason to kind of address the microbiome first, you know.
Yep. It's, you say this so clearly, and you don't even have a science background, do you?
No, it's in psychology. But it's in, you know, me as a storyteller, I spent hours and hours on the phone with my last animator trying to help translate the ideas to, you know, they seem so esoteric and out there. And I do believe, as, you know, as above, so below. And I think everything has these patterns, and we can see them other places in nature. And if we can look there, then they can tell us the story that we might be missing because we don't have the right lens to view it inside, you know.
You, That's brilliant. I've never heard that as above, so below. It's beautiful. It really is. You have some superstars in this documentary. One of my longtime guru mentors is Dr. Klinghardt, Dietrich Klinghardt. And he got into this documentary. How did you get connected with him?
You know, the person that was working with him at the time basically said she turns away a lot of interviewers, and I was more than happy that she didn't. That was of a Bastyr University in Washington, actually. He was giving a health talk up there. And, you know, I was really glad that he was able to sit down. And he even focuses on, I feel like we're just now figuring out, but luckily years ago he had this down, that it's not necessarily about what bad microbes we're trying to get rid of, but what good microbes are missing, like we said about that bifidobacterium and the refrigerator control. So, and he said, another quote from the documentary is that, you know, fixing the microbiome should be the first step, not the last step. And one of the more innovating things, the reason I like Dr. Klinghardt is he's always updating and changing based on what, you know, he feels is best. And that's why
it's
I also like Dr. Bogner.
He has a Thursday podcast every week that I listen to. Every single time I listen, I learn something. And he's not afraid to say, well, I used to think this, and, you know, that's not working for me anymore. Now I think that. And he's just always changing and up to date. It's like a moving target.
I mean, I think that's a good sign of a practitioner that's always at least investigating and understanding and, you know.
Learning.
Dr. Bogner. Yeah. I mean, Dr. Bogner has said that with his testing, he's changed it a lot, and hopefully these families can understand. But, I mean, with the gut balancing and autism is biomedical, you know, we want to focus on capturing the stories of the families who have gone through, like, these protocols, because they're very easy in comparison to what biomedical normally offers. It's just typically some powders in a drink or a smoothie. And over the course of, you know, 8 to 16 weeks or so, starting to really shift the microbiome to change a lot of just the baseline situation. Usually parents, you know, report a lot of progress, and a lot of times that's really with not necessarily a dietary intervention. And again, not that that's not necessary, but I feel like if we can give an easier win to the families early on, then they will be more motivated to continue, because I've seen too many started a little bit, they know it's expensive, and then they eventually back down or kind of, you know, fade out with it versus the long-term marathon that's kind of needed.
Right.
So that's why I'm excited about these, and I hope new doctors or other doctors will adapt these protocols, because I know a lot of them still use antibiotics to clean out the gut, and basically what Alex has shown with these analysis and things is that that's not even really necessary. And I think, you know, wherever we can stop any kind of collateral damage, you know, like you had Jen Kozik on just recently, her book, you know, Healing Without Hurting.
Right.
I think we want to keep moving in that phrase direction as best we can, and I think a lot of, you know, we'll see, like, oh, you have all these wolves in your gut. It's like, well, instead of causing a forest fire and wiping everybody out, like, let's just feed the right ones. And Alex has shown that if you feed the right ones, it just balances out itself, and there's not the collateral damage of burning everything down.
It's another great analogy. So, Ryan, Dr. Seneff was also in your documentary. Stephanie Seneff, she's the queen of the horrors of glyphosate. And thank goodness her projection that one in two boys will have autism by 2025 doesn't seem like it's going to come true. But maybe that means that people are watching your documentary and listening to people like you and Dr. Bogner and actually doing some prevention work. So that we can cut some of these people off at the pass. But glyphosate's a big deal because it really damages the gut, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I hope, I know it seems so crazy and ubiquitous, but like in your book, Outsmarting Autism, too, and I'm excited for the next version, I hope that, like, you know, our documentary and your book and things like that can just start to be more staples of people getting a 101 crash course on, because the glyphosate is scary that it's so hard to believe that it could be
everywhere.
Such a problem. Yeah. And so
and
again,
in everything.
Yeah, right. It's like, and it, they keep adding to the list. And again, there we go as the assault. And so that assault with the microbiome, I think, with glyphosate is such a huge thing because people can't be taking antibiotics, like light versions of antibiotics on a regular basis.
Right.
Otherwise, those populations will continue to be inhibited.
Right. So, Ryan, we need to take a break. And when we come back, perhaps you can talk about how some of these special diets are influential in restoring balance, because we heard about a lot of them in that documentary, and then how people can actually watch the documentary. So you're listening to the Autism Detectives with my guest today, Ryan Hedrick, who has made this incredible documentary called Restoring Balance, Autism Redefined. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Patricia Lemmer with my guest, Ryan Hedrick, who has directed the documentary Restoring Balance, Autism Redefined. And he's talked really beautifully about how the microbiome plays such a huge role and how we can restore balance using a product called Gut Balance. Gut Balance or Balancing, which is it?
Well, they have a company, Researched Elements, that has a line. Gut Guardian is kind of one of the key ones that does that. But, yeah, we can dive into those, too.
So where do you get these products?
So Researched Elements is a company that was developed by Alex Zaharakis and Dr. Christian Bogner. And basically what they found in doing the gut balancing protocols for the microbiome in order to sort of conjure up, you know, if you build it, they will come kind of food sources specific to them, they had to have all these different herbs that, you know, like slippery elm bark or just a pomegranate peel, you know, normal things that you're never going to put on your pizza, okay, or anything like that, right? So you had to find all these weird prebiotics to help feed those microbes, and because they had been successful helping families do gut balancing, but in that way, they had to get all these products themselves, so 20 or 30 different, you know, herbs or supplements, and they actually were able to combine everything into these researched elements products, which the reason they're stellar is, you know, the price point in comparison to others, and there are products that are just unlike others. Like the Gut Guardian one, it has 52 different herbs and prebiotics in it, and the crazy thing is it doesn't taste awful. So that's
isn't that amazing? I was going to say that if you didn't, that it even tastes good.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, when you mix their other products together, I think that's what's going to be the game changer, because we can help feed all those diverse microbes in a way where the kids will actually consume it. And it seems that their taste, like their palate and just like agreeability and everything else improves. And then I think it's easier to implement diet and other things along the way, you know, after that microbiome starts getting balanced out. And those products just make it kind of easy to do.
So say the company again is called
Researched Elements.
Elements plural.
Correct, yeah. Researched, like past tense, and elements. And
okay.
Yeah, they have a website, and I do believe they have, I guess our episode will air after this, but they're having frequent specials, and you can compare their stuff to any other products, because I did, and the price point is pretty much the best that there is. And there's no fillers, they test for heavy metals, and they're made in this country, all kinds of things, so check out their site, because I think it's going to be the game changer for the supplement companies to pay attention to what families actually need, and
right.
I feel like this is one of the first companies to do that, and that's why it makes it convenient.
Thank you for telling us that. So in your Restoring Balance documentary, we hear parents tell us about some of the diets that they tried with their kids that made an enormous difference. And I have a whole chapter on diets in Outsmarting Autism. And these diets go way beyond the gluten-free, dairy-free, even additive-free diets. And the two that I like the best and I think parents have liked the best are GAPS and Body Ecology, both of which use some fermented foods, because we know that when vegetables ferment, they make probiotics. So you kind of get a freebie when you do that. So can you talk about how these diets complement the products that parents are using?
Yeah, so I think that for the most part, families get stuck, you know, having kids on a mostly allergen diet, and then they are shifting all those allergens to like gluten-free, dairy-free items. The problem these days,
and high sugar.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem these days is that a lot of those products, they're not even really, really tested to be gluten-free or dairy-free. You know, they might be made in a facility that has both, and there's cross-contamination and whatnot. And, you know, I think it's not, it can be helpful for a lot of kids to just be gluten and dairy-free, but organic is such a huge word, almost probably more important and supersedes that nowadays just because everything's been sprayed with glyphosate. But I think that's why people have to go past all of that to Body Ecology or GAPS, because the whole foods diets are going to be more healing, and they just kind of have to make peace with getting rid of certain items kind of
right.
At least for a while, because the gut is going to have a harder time calming down. But I do believe that not that these diets aren't important for long-term success, they certainly should still be utilized, But I believe that once the microbiome is fully balanced at first, there'll be, like, for instance, something that could be beneficial, like the A2 kefir, you know, or from goats, something like that, and has probiotics. I know a lot of the kids, you know, have issues with dairy, but once their microbiome seems to get, you know, better, then they don't have as many reactions to thing across the board. Gaps in SCD are definitely the next level that are needed for some families, and I think, again, how we talked about some, like, stopping, what do they say, 3 feet from gold. You know, you don't want to stop short.
Right.
And a lot of the families can do a lot of dietary changes, but end up saying that, you know, they just can't go the rest of the way with that. And I think they need to just try to take a leap with it and at least try it, those more intense diets for a while. But, again, they require almost like a coach. So it's like the people go to the doctor gives them information, but the doctor's not the one helping you meal plan and figure out how to convince your husband or wife, eat this new stuff too, because you can't make a different dinner for everybody. So it's like,
right.
There's a lot of.
Wow. Yeah. Ryan, that segment went so fast. We need to take another break. And when we come back, maybe you can tell us, you've mentioned a couple times that there's going to be another sequel to this. So I want to hear about it. You're listening to The Autism Detective with my guest, Ryan Hedrick. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death! ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. We're learning all about balance and restoring balance, especially in the microbiome. I like to talk in my book about balance of work and play and being awake and being asleep, but today we're talking about the microbiome. So, Ryan, talk about some of these diets and supplements and how it's led you on to the next documentary, which it sounds like you're underway on.
Yeah, so autism is biomedical, is going to have, as one of the legs of their project, you know, a media-focused element where we follow families. And the main point of autism is biomedical is to assist families who would otherwise not be able to have access or afford some of the biomedical treatment, again, to help with that microbiome diversity. And whether or not these families are just in a financial situation type crisis or, their child is maybe dealing with some behavioral issues that are kind of putting their family in crisis, we want to prioritize them and The way autism as biomedical would work is this has a snapshot at the beginning of how their microbiome's doing with that 16F10 testing through Biome Site. And Alex Zaharakis is the one that helps to analyze that and come up with, you know, what the recommendations would be. And then Dr. Bogner sort of will go over. Now, we have other practitioners that we're going to use for that in the future as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be just us, because there are other practitioners starting to use Alex's software and system. But basically, to take a snapshot for that family and then support them financially with some assistance to either their doctor and then also with a round of supplements that are meant to help diversify and shift the microbiome. And then, you know, they do another snapshot testing around 8 to 10 weeks to see where everything is, and then they would sort of shift. But the idea is to provide at least several rounds for those families so that they can sort of get a baseline, and then we would document, you know, the changes along the way, how they felt, and, you know, just get a broad picture. And the reason being is, again, I think that this is going to eventually be at the base of the biomedical pyramid. So that people can do stuff like this first before even thinking about stem cells or all those other expensive
right.
therapies, where they certainly have their place. But again, like we said, we got a missing organ, basically, all these little species
right.
that do a bunch of jobs. And so I think step one is we're going to find out and document how much benefit comes from just doing that.
So you've mentioned autism as biomedical a couple of times. This is a 501c3 nonprofit that Christian and Alex put together, and that's how I got involved with them, and I am going to be working more with them and helping them focus on some adjuncts to the stuff that they're such experts in. And Autism as Biomedical is, as you say, going to provide services to families. Is this free of charge?
Yeah, correct. For those first, you know, several rounds that would be measured for the testing and the supplements and the preliminary doctor's visits, correct.
Pretty exciting, isn't it? So because it's a nonprofit, people can donate to it and get a tax deduction and help some of these families who are struggling so. And your role is what?
So I'm going to be helping with the documenting process for the families, helping to instruct them early on to capture some footage in their home. You know, I'll be doing some interviews with them in Zoom and potentially eventually in person, you know, depending on how things go. But just the idea is to have as much video documentation just as well as basically documentation on how their microbiome is diversifying so that we can help people see from every angle, you know, the changes.
It's brilliant. It really is. And how would families who are interested get involved?
So autismisbiomedical.com, they have a website which you can donate there. And also, if you want to reach out and you feel like you or a family member or friend or someone else that you might know would be a good candidate to have their story reviewed, basically, you know, the board kind of goes over all of the cases and then kind of decides on, you know, how the funds would be spent on what family. And, of course, the more funds we get, the more families that we can help with.
Right. Is there an age range that they're working with, or is it just young kids, or can it be any age?
I believe any age.
Because it's never too late, is it?
Correct, yeah. I really believe, you know, I've been talking to some others more recently, and I think it's just a misnomer about that, and I mean a whole other topic about competency that I know we can't get into in today, but wanted to throw at those telepathy episodes for those telepathy tape projects. But I think we're going to get into a whole new consciousness of autism and realizing we have to presume competence. So, you know, if that's so, and if everybody does, then no matter what age, wouldn't you want to feel healthier in your body, better in your body? Everybody, you know, says yes. So it's like they should all have the chance to try it if they like, you know?
Right. Now, you also mentioned the 16S testing that Alex does. How do people get that?
So BiomeSight offers that, but if you do reach out to Alex Zaharakis, he has a gut balancing Facebook group, and I do believe there's a discount through him to get that. And, you know, people could order a BiomeSight test on their own, but he does have a more specific software that does a different analysis on it, and it helps just figure out what to take basically quicker. So I would definitely recommend to kind of reach out to him if you're planning on doing one of the BiomeSight testing aside from the him doing the analysis, but to also get that discount code.
And how do you do that? What's his website?
On Facebook. It should be
called, in that Facebook group.
Yeah, that gut balancing Facebook group. And if you reach out on Autism is Biomedical, you could also reach him that way. So there's a contact page on that website.
Good.
And he could also get back to you that way.
Okay. So we need to take our last break. And this has been so interesting. When we come back, you can say what's happening going forward and anything else you want to add. So you're listening to the Autism Detective, and we've learned a lot about the microbiome and how to restore balance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Ryan, this is amazing. Can you tell practitioners how they can learn about this and anything else you want to add in?
Yeah, so I really would like practitioners to understand, because even though, you know, I don't have a child on the spectrum, but a lot of other friends and family that I've, you know, extended family, I've helped with treatment, been through and witnessed a lot of different protocols. And I really do believe that this type of gut balancing that Alex and Dr. Bogner are doing has been overall like the cheapest, easiest biomedical thing that, again, to start that base of the pyramid. And I know a lot of practitioners are still using antibiotics and think they have to clear out the gut that way, so I would just urge them to reach out, because like we said with Dr. Klinghart and Dr. Bogner, I feel like the doctors that are willing to I know it takes investment and time, but we have to keep reinventing ourselves because this is such an ever-changing, fast field. And so, you know, I'm asking them to consider that there is a quicker, easier, affordable way for herbs to get into the life of kids. And I really think that they've done something cutting edge here with all of those products. So the gut balancing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just repeat, please, how to get that gut balancing program.
Yeah, so I would reach out on autismisbiomedical.com. There's a contact there if families are interested in, you know, having their children go through it, whether it be through Autism is Biomedical or if they wanted to just pay for, like, a booked session with Alex or Dr. Bogner, you know, that is possible as well. And I would do the website. If you want to go on Facebook, Alex Zaharakis has a gut balancing group on there. But, you know, check out that website. And, you know, in terms of websites, we'll talk about restoring balance here in a minute, how you can get to that. But, yeah, just for practitioners, hopefully they will look into this as a tool for the base of their pyramid and reach out to them for that. And then, you know, Restoring Balance, our website, restoringbalanceautism.com. We have a free screening still up. It's going to be for the whole month of December, and I actually put it up early for the rest of this month. So if you haven't seen the documentary, it's a really great tool. I think the best tool is to self-motivate. It's one of the documentaries you can watch again and again, and you're going to think, I should be doing that. You know, it's going to make you want to do that when you see the other parents and the doctors and the animation. So you'll probably learn something new each time, but share it with a friend or family member, especially if there's been somebody that's been giving you pushback on, you know, like trying these routes of biomedical treatment, because I think it'll be a game changer for those families who are doubtful.
Right.
And I think you really want families to be all in when that's happening, because that's a big factor in the success, I think.
It's the documentary is so compelling to hear parent after parent after parent talk about how their kids' behavior changed. And it wasn't because of ABA. It wasn't because of stem cells. It wasn't because of hyperbaric oxygen or any of those what I call side dishes. It was because we changed their gut. We restored balance. We redefined autism. And with that behavioral change, your brain changes and your mindset changes. And you think, well, if he can do this, if that family can do it, I can do it too. And the same is true for doctors who say, you know, maybe I should add this to my practice. You know, I have these kids who are stuck. You know, I would do anything to unstick them. And maybe this is the missing link. So I think this is really, really important to get doctors involved.
Yeah, I mean, from the regular ones taking it more seriously to even the seasoned biomedical doctors, only because I've heard, and they have on their Autism is Biomedical, some testimonies already from families who have traveled around the United States, and they've seen all of the all-star doctors, including Dr. Klinghart and others, and they made great gains, they said, on it, you know.
Right.
They were just willing to kind of take a chance with this gut balancing to see if anything else could happen. And like you said, these were families that had kids that were a little older, like over age 25, and they still got amazing, great gains of improvement and ease in the life of their kids. It still happened. And so that's why I think the gut balancing, it's like we've been talking about the microbiome in this community forever, but I feel like the way to finally take a snapshot and make adjustments to it, other than FMT, I feel like this is kind of a new frontier for adjusting it.
So FMT is fecal microbiotic transplants, right? Transfer.
Correct.
Yeah. And we all have been hearing about the miracles of that. Just put it right in and don't make it go down the the digestive tube, but poke it right in. James Adams is the genius on that, and his research is really amazing too. So, what are your final messages to parents?
You know, I would say that take this time to sort of armor up with knowledge. You know, try to watch the documentary to get re-inspired, even if you're a veteran, or again, if you have some other family members that have ever doubted you, try to go out of your way this holiday season to connect with them, or any time in the future, to have them see what you're going through, because this Restoring Balance documentary is like a glimpse into what the families do. And, you know, they have a tough time, too. I love one of the moms says, I'm not a cook. This is hell for me as well. You know, she's like,
but it's worth it.
It is. And when you see that, they just make it work, you know. And when you see that, the modeling will be very motivating. And that's why you have to watch the documentary, I think, more than once and get others to see it, because it's that modeling that will get the whole family into it. And it's hard to do. It is hard to do, but it does get easier over time, but it pays off in making the whole family healthier. So, you know, I hope parents can just decide to give it another look. Anyone that ever walked away from biomedical or whatnot, it's not too late. Give it another try, and there's always new developments.
Ryan, this has been awesome. Autism is biomedical.com, right?
Yeah, I would donate to that and submit if you feel like you have a family member that would like to be part of that, and we would be ever so grateful to help other families get their gut balance.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. I know that we met years ago, and I hope to see you sometime soon, maybe at a conference.
Yeah, thanks so much, Patty, for having me on. It was an honor.
All right.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.